This is the American Cheers, Jeers and Tears podcast. I am Pierre Kandorfer in California City, California at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness and the American dream. This is the episode number 9. Why can't I find my peace of mind anymore? The short answer is, virtually everything we know, love, and cherish seems to be upside down. We are irritated and don't know what to believe, where we belong to, and what our identity is. The detailed answer is in my book, Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind. Here is my short explanation. Everybody needs a home. We all agree with that. However, we all also assume our physical home for our physical body. Only few people know what psychologists found out, and this is that our mind also needs a home. In another word, our mind needs to know where we mentally and spiritually belong to in order to reach peace of mind. Nowadays, this is not an easy task. Our personal and public lives have changed over the last decades dramatically. Is this one of the reasons why so many people can't find peace of mind anymore, can't sleep as they used to, can't manage their relationships properly, can't function at their jobs as required, are often depressed and feel confused and totally helpless? There are probably many reasons and explanations for the struggle for our own identity, confusion, and even our self-worth. Our public arena doesn't offer us any help in understanding where we stand and where the society stands. What or who can I identify with? What are my ideals, values, and principles? Who am I actually? It is just a picture, the physical image of myself. It's just my body, my face, my hair, my profession, and my personality. Nothing happens without a reason. Since so much has changed dramatically during the last decades, let's search for some factors of what else changed dramatically during the same time. Dr. Chuck Missler summarized the leading cultural indicators over the last 3 decades. Statistically, the population grew about 41%. The gross domestic product rose about 300%. And social spending skyrocketed to 500%. And what is the result of this? During the very same time, violent crime exploded 560%. The amount of illegitimate birth went up 400%. The divorce rate increased by 400%. Single parents' home tripled to 300. Teenage suicide increased to 200%. SAT scores went down at 75%. Why? This does not make any logical sense, does it? For a very specific reason, since 1963, the following cultural and social changes started to be more and more evident. Never before we have experienced an escalation of divorce rates, family breakups, homosexuality, teenage pregnancies, illegal drug use, murder of unborn babies, and virtually all aspects of crime. What happened in 1963 that changed America and put our social and cultural structure so much upside down? You guessed it. The Bible was outlawed in American schools. This legal maneuver by Marxism-oriented atheist pushed by the ACLU, some people call American Communist Lawyers Union, destroyed the very basic structure of American way of life, founded on Christian values, morals, and principles. There was no more room for the Bible or Ten Commandments, the backbone of our society and the Judeo-Christian Western civilization. This was probably not the only reason for the suicidal downfall of our culture, virtually everything we believe in. Even though our Constitution and our Bill of Rights with freedom of speech, freedom of religion, pursuit of happiness are still legally binding, the total removal of the Bible and the Ten Commandments from our schools and public space reduces our education to nothing more than force-fed paganism on our children. Number one, what happens if there are no more values, morals, and principles are described in the Ten Commandments? Exactly what we are experiencing now. Despair, confusion, depression, lack of ideals and lack of spiritual and moral values we can believe in. We got what we bargained for. Number two, what is the main reason for the scaring secularization of Westerners? According to the latest research, the deciding reason is unlimited sex pleasures proliferating by atheists. Number three, unless we can cut through the clutter of deception, corruption, and self-centered materialistic worldview, we can't sleep, we can't reclaim our peace of life. We have no choice and can't give up. Let's try to cut through the chase. One American news network, OAN, is right. We are at the tipping point. We either change our course or our freedoms and our American way of life is lost forever. Most people just don't know this yet. How can I find peace of mind? My book, Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind, is devoted to solutions of these problems. Here is a general summary of aspects you must consider to find and reset yourself. Number one, solve your conflicts. Number two, only win-win solutions work. Number three, ask yourself, are you happy with your life? Number four, what do you expect from your life? Number five, are you a doer or a talker? Number six, discover who your enemies are. Number seven, try to think outside of the box. Number eight, change your daily routines. Number nine, switch to long-term thinking. Number 10, try thinking backwards. Number 11, use your daydreams. Number 12, learn new things. Number 13, connect with other people. Number 14, ask a child for advice. Number 15, push a reset button. Number 16, think positively. Number 17, breathe right. Number 18, start your day with a positive thinking. Number 19, focus on good things in life. Number 20, find humor in your life. Number 21, turn a failure into a lesson. Number 22, transform negative self-thoughts into positive ones. Number 23, use positive words. Number 24, be aware of self-fulfilling prophecies. Number 25, focus on your present. Number 26, find positive friends and colleagues. Number 27, don't get dragged in other people's fights. Number 28, smile and make other people smile. Number 29, manage your stress. Number 30, learn patience. Number 31, be an optimist. Number 32, find your real identity. Number 33, start searching who you really are. Number 34, find your spirituality. Number 35, reflect on your spirituality. You can find extensive information about this topic in my book, Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind, available as paperback for just $8.95 or ebook for only $2.95 on Amazon. You can find the link at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Nevergiveupyourdream.us. Thank you very much for your attention. Take care until the next time. I am Pierre Kandorfer at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Have a nice day. Since you are listening to my podcast, you are probably also interested in some of my books with topics close to my heart. They all reflect my attitude: fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. Here are some of the book titles: Good, Kind, and Happy, Open Secret to Our Life, Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind, You Don't Know Who You Really Are, Discover Your True Self, No More Doubt, Science Confirms the Bible, Idiots from Hell, Defying Lunatics Among Us, Endgame, When Truth Doesn't Matter Anymore, Whom Can We Still Trust, Find Out Before It's Too Late, Liberals Hijacking America, Fight Back Manual, Last Bad Strategy for Survival of the Western Civilization. All books are available on Amazon at just $8.95 for a paperback and only $2.95 as an ebook. You can find complete information and the link at my website, nevergiveupyourdream.us. Nevergiveupyourdream.us.